Your week ahead horoscopes from Russell Grant are coming up. Don't forget, you can visit russellgrant.com to read your daily, weekly, love and monthly horoscopes. Plus, you can watch Russell's daily video horoscopes for free.
Hello Taurus, it's Russell here with your stars for week beginning Saturday, October the 21st and the whole week ahead. The moon is in the sign of Scorpio, so we're talking about relationships with you. Lovely aspects to Neptune and Pluto. How good is that for getting it together with someone you've just met or someone you've been with for a long time? And if you're on your own, then Neptune is going to bring romance and Pluto is going to bring a lot of sexuality. Winner takes all, that's you. And here's your Sunday stars. Before Mars moves into the sign of Libra, he will remain in Virgo. So there's a few things you've still got to sort out, especially if it connects with a younger person. After that, we're talking about a new 6, 7, 8 week period when your health and anything to do with your work is prime time target for Mars. There's new things happening and Mars is going to bring in and usher change. Here's your Monday stars. The sun is in your seventh house from today, and that's all about relationships. The next month is going to be very important between you and someone else. And of course, if there's no one in your life, then the next 4 weeks could mean somebody will be in your life by the end of it. But all in all, the sun in the seventh house shines a light on you and someone else. Together or not, there is a good energy around you now and a relationship. Here's your Tuesday stars. Mercury's connection to Neptune is particularly good if you're planning the future with a romantic touch. So getting married, an anniversary, all of these kind of things are very good now. And if there's nobody in your life, then this tends to usher in a relationship that starts off as a friendship first. So if you're looking to be with somebody in a very close proximity, then look at your friends. Here's your Wednesday stars. The moon in Capricorn connected to Mars is certainly very good if you're looking to get yourself fit. But the problem with any square is that you may think it's a good idea, but actually do nothing about it. And you should. When it comes to fitness, when it comes to looking after yourself, these stars are saying one thing. Put yourself first. Because if you're as fit as a fiddle, then you can play a merry tune for a long time to come. And here's your Thursday stars. Well, Sun conjunct Jupiter in your seventh house of relationships. This really is marital. We're talking about nuptial bliss. We're talking about two people who get together. If it's in business, they can make a fortune because they work so well together. And if it's with somebody else intimately, it means you can make love for a very long time to come. And if you're on your own, then the next year could bring someone very special into your life. Here's your Friday stars. Put the moon in Capricorn and you've got opportunity and luck. But put a square to Uranus and what do you get? Losing an opportunity and losing luck. And that's why you've got to keep your wits about you. Something is so near but so far. And the point of today's stars are, don't look a gift horse in the mouth.
Get your free natal horoscope report at russellgrant.com to discover the planetary positions at your exact time of birth. See you next week.